in one last-ditch effort. Having been fed up and growing angrier at Jesus, the Jews in John chapter 8, verse 41 say, "At least we know who our parents are." Whoa, hold the phone just a minute. What are they saying to Jesus? They are saying, "At least we were not born as an illegitimate child. Look at our righteousness." Here's what we learn from this text. The Jews claim a greater righteousness than Jesus. They may be alluding to the rumor that Jesus was conceived before his parents were married, or they may be claiming that they were not pagans and idolaters who frequently and consistently engaged in sexual immorality as part of their religious practices. But one thing for certain they are doing is claiming a righteousness of their own. I remember going to school at UALR my junior year. This was the semester that God had called me away from baseball and into ministry full time. And I remember trying to share the gospel with one of the pitchers on our team, and he just couldn't understand why he needed to trust in Jesus. And his words to me were, "I've never been to jail before. I can't be that bad." Well, what was he doing? He was claiming a righteousness of his own. He was saying, "I'm doing pretty good, don't you think? I've never been caught breaking the law." And some of you are listening today, and when it comes to justifying your coolness towards Jesus Christ, you say things in your head such as, "But my parents are," or you say, "But I'm a Baptist," or you say, "I'm not all that bad. I've done more good than bad. Surely that's enough to get me by. Surely that means I'm a child of God." And here's why we need to love Jesus in this text. He always shoots us straight. I want you to hear verses 42 and 43. Jesus says, "If God were your Father, you would love, not like, not appreciate, not respect, but you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not on my own accord, but he sent me." In other words, I didn't come up with this kooky plan and then ask my Father if I could do it. He was being obedient. And then he says, "Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires." How do we live this text out in our life? Well, we need to do some serious self-assessment. Does the word of Christ irritate you? Then maybe it's because you don't truly belong to Christ. Maybe it's because you claim one of these other substitute statuses as your hope instead of him. And we want you to turn to him today and walk with him day by day. If you're a believer, when you pray today, please pray for Dennis Lopez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Honduras. And also remember the Nabit LifeWord broadcast in Burkina Faso and Ghana.